time together that we're setting aside to study your word. I ask that you'd accompany this study to those who receive it and use it to better prepare us to stand in these last days, to better prepare us to reflect your character to those around us, and to identify areas in our experience that need to be overcome or set aside in order to accomplish these things. Lord, as we consider the study of your word, we know that as human beings, your word is on a different plane than us, and that it's only as you accompany our efforts to understand and share these things that they'll have any positive benefit. We ask you to do that. Please use this message as you see fit. Bless those that recognize the urgency of the conclusion of this message, that they might bring their life and their experience into order with the message that is contained. Guide and direct the thoughts here. Please overrule my own ideas and my own will in this presentation, and let only words be spoken that are words that you would have spoken, words that would uplift and glorify your name and your truth. Thank you for the privilege to share this final warning message at this time of Earth's history. We know that time is rapidly running out as we look around. We know that the message that Adventism has understood for 150 years has changed from truth to present truth. Let this be one contribution towards finishing your work, we ask. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I'd ask those of you that have your Bibles here this morning that you would open to Daniel 10 with me. The study that we're going to begin here is the last vision of Daniel, chapters 10 through 12. It is perhaps, from my studies for myself, this vision, these chapters here contain some of the most important, profound information in Bible prophecy. There are many themes within this last vision of Daniel, Daniel chapter 10, 11, and 12. There are symbols that are important to understand, concepts that are identified here that are important to understand correctly. There is